Hey, it's Jacob Goldstein from Business History. In our new series, American Genius, we tell the stories of three great writers who changed the way business works in America. Our first episode is about Benjamin Franklin, who, among many other things, was a best-selling business writer. Take a listen.
He's writing this much later in his life, consciously creating this image of himself. And I do want to emphasize how unusual this model is at the time, this self-made man myth, because you don't want to be self-made. It's low class to be self-made. You know, this idea that we have today is the opposite, right? And it comes from Franklin. Today, there is the derisive term nepo baby.
Well, exactly right. And these days, if you are a billionaire, you had better have a Benjamin Franklin story about starting in a garage, coming up with the idea from nothing.
And here is Benjamin Franklin inventing it right before our eyes.
This has been brought to you by Odoo. To listen to more of our American Genius series, listen to Business History. New episodes release every Wednesday on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Welcome to part two of our interview with Christopher Edward McKinnell as we continue our discussion. After your grandfather had passed, how long did it take, or what was the first encounter that someone had or your grandmother had, knowing that, okay, he's on the other side now, but here he is. He's here, like his first showing up of some way, shape, or form.
I believe it was the night he died.
Really?
The lights in the museum started flickering on and off while my stepfather was walking by it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he was trying to get Tony's attention.
Here's an interesting question for you about that. Obviously, your grandfather, you know, a pioneer in this world, and obviously very, very, you know, into it. It was, you know, his passion. With the cases that your grandmother had gotten involved with after his passing, and that your family has been involved with after his passing, did he ever try to step in and give his opinion or any guidance on any of those cases from the other side, doing anything like that, whether it be a light flickering or something?
Oh, he was far more overt than that.
Okay.
He never... You have to understand, when my grandfather died, my grandmother actually retired.
Sure.
We didn't really announce that to the world. You know, mm-hmm. It was her business.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she basically retired.
Mm-hmm.
And she wasn't really working cases. That was left to me and Tony.
Okay.
But on occasion, my grandfather would get a hold of a psychic, send a message that only my grandmother could interpret, and send it to her through the psychic.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we knew it was him, because only my grandmother knew that these things could have come from him.
Sure.
You know, and it was basically he was trying to give us some advice I honest to God, I don't even remember the particular incidents. He's popped up often, mm-hmm. but usually it's just to say everything's fine, don't worry. But there were a couple of other more personal messages from my grandmother.
Sure. That's very interesting, and it's honestly one of those thoughts that when we were talking about that and we kind of went down that rabbit hole of the conversation, it's like, well, this is a very interesting question. Someone who has that passion, can they, you know, especially on this very topic of the paranormal and ghosts and things from the other side, be a part of the investigation, be a part of that conversation as a ghost, you know, hunting a ghost almost.
Well, you know, he wouldn't have been the first.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of a man named Harry Price?
I've heard the name, but I don't know much about him.
All right. He was famous for investigating a place called Borley Rectory.
Okay.
Back in the 30s and 40s. It's a very famous haunting in Britain. Mm-hmm. Now, Borley Rectory burned down, I believe it was World War II, or right after. And the church is still there, though, and it's very haunted. Mm-hmm. And my grandparents would go there every single year. And Harry was famous for this place. So when I was about 19 years old, we were up in Halifax, Nova Scotia, my grandparents and I, for a paranormal gathering of researchers. There was Radu Florescu and I think his name was Rand McNally.
Mm-hmm.
They were the men that had discovered Vlad Tepes's castle in Romania. Vlad Tepes, you know, Dracula.
Sure.
And Radu Florescu actually was a direct descendant of Vlad Tepes. just an aside, shaking that man's hand, it was like shaking a dead fish. it was creepy as hell. But so I was out this one evening, and I came back to the hotel room I was sharing with my grandparents, and the door was locked. And my grandfather came to the door and he said, "Shh, there's a spirit in the room. Your grandmother's talking to him." I was like, okay. So I went in, I sat on the bed in the dark, and it was Harry Price. And he had been attracted by this gathering, and he wanted to be invited to be a part of it. You know, the yeah. ghost who wanted to come to the Ghost Hunters.
Yeah, that is such an interesting story. I mean, in the world that we live in today, obviously, this topic is very popular. There are countless ghost hunting organizations out there, some far more legit than others. But there's obviously a passion and an interest for it. So you have to wonder, 30, 40, 50 years down the line, are we going to have a lot more of that where we have ghost hunters that are ghosts? here's part of the team, and half the team is already deceased. It's the team that was here 50 years ago, but they're still helping with the cases because they just can't get enough of it.
I wouldn't doubt it. It reminds me of a cartoon I watched as a child, The Funky Phantom, hunting mysteries down. I do believe that if it's something that fascinates you, why wouldn't you
sure.
want to examine it more, especially as a spirit, because you're far more capable.
Yeah. If you look at it, I mean, it's no different than I think sometimes where you have a workplace where the employee who has passed on, who loved his job, is continuing to work. This has become, in some cases, for some folks, their work. Others, it's a hobby, it's a passion. But they still return to those passions in all sorts of fields. So why wouldn't they do it in this one as well?
Absolutely.
Let's go back and talk a little bit more about our topic at hand today and this house. Are there other passing through spirits that seem to be gravitating towards this property?
There is a portal there.
Okay.
And we have attempted to close it, but it doesn't seem, maybe it did close,
mm-hmm.
but with all of the recognition that the client keeps giving these things, the remaining spirits, I believe that she keeps reopening the wound.
When you feel that you know, you want to help, you're obviously there to, you know, to be a resource, to be someone for folks to you know, feel like, hey, I'm not alone. This stuff is going on, and this is someone who may have some answers for us. If you were a doctor, you hear, this is what's going on. Here's a prescription. Do it. This is what's going to make it better. Is there a point where you just say, you know what, you know, this is interesting. This is certainly a compelling case, but there's nothing more I can do.
Unfortunately, that's what happens.
Okay.
I, you know, at some point, first, I try to step back mm-hmm. and let my colleagues work it, because I'll admit it, you know, I am not always as sweet as I can be. You know, I expect, if you want my help and I tell you what you need to do, that you're probably going to do it mm-hmm. because you want to be helped.
Yeah.
But after arguments go on for a while and I try to explain it again and again and again, eventually even I'll lose my patience.
Sure.
So I'll turn to somebody else, like Catherine Sorlos in Scotland, who is this Greek woman from Australia, now living in Scotland, who just is the sweetest lady on earth. And she can usually get through to people. But even in this case, we all threw our hands up.
Sure.
The poor guy that had been in the household, helping her through the whole thing, the medium there, he also, we all just came to the understanding together that she was being her own worst enemy. She keeps dragging things back into the house mm-hmm. that want to leave. And there, you can't help somebody who doesn't want to help themselves. If they don't want to listen, we can't help them.
And that's probably a key difference between what you do and what I guess you would call a ghost hunter. You're there to help the people when they want help. You're not there just to go around and get a bunch of EVPs to put on a website and be like, look, ghosts. That unfortunately is what a lot of folks who have paranormal activity going on, who genuinely, legitimately want help, they end up getting the folks who want to go get a bunch of YouTube videos made for their website. Yeah. And that's not going to help anything. That's what tends to stir things up more than anything else.
Yeah, I call that psychic tourism.
Yeah.
And it's completely irresponsible. I've never called myself a ghost hunter.
Sure.
Yeah, that's not what I do. It's not what I want to do.
No.
I'm there to help the living, and if I'm lucky, I'll help the dead too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that's my first priority is always the living.
Sure. Yeah. No, that's that's a legacy of your family, too. And to carry
Absolutely.
That on is, you know, quite a responsibility. And it's awesome that you're doing that.
Well, I had good examples.
To say the least.
Yeah.
when we're talking about portals, because we were just talking about that a few minutes ago, let me ask you, get your insight on that a little bit. That's a term that gets thrown out there, probably sometimes too frequently, but they exist in some cases. What is the cause of a portal? Is this something that is just naturally there in the air, in the atmosphere, in whatever setting we may approach? Like, can one just exist in the middle of the desert where no people tend to be? Or is it something that has to be created and opened by the living?
My experience tends to lean toward the idea that it's something created by the living. Having said that, I do know that there are a number of people who would tell you that there are a lot of portals that will appear in the wild along ley lines and things of that nature. I have a open mind about ley lines, but my understanding of them has never been that good.
Mm-hmm.
The idea that ley lines are created by connecting the dots with ancient sites around the world, that seems fairly arbitrary to me. So I have never really understood that. I have to admit that I'm far more skeptical than you would think somebody in my position would be. I approach everything and look for a far more natural explanation before I'll ever admit that anything is paranormal.
Sure.
But my experience is that a portal can be an object. It can be attached to something. So if you remove that, then you've removed the portal from that location.
Okay.
It can be an entire house. It can be a well. And we believe it is a well in this particular house that we've been discussing.
Mm-hmm.
But it can be a room in a house. And if it is a room in a house, one very simple way to get rid of it is to take some Tektite and some clear quartz, pair them together, and put them in each corner of the room that you suspect a portal is. And it will create a grid of energy that will block that portal. But if it's, for instance, a mirror, because a lot of people believe the mirrors can be portals, then it's best to get rid of the mirror. And a good way to do that, if you're capable, do not destroy it, do not try to burn it, take it far away from any home, out into the woods or somewhere, or a field somewhere, bury it a foot deep, consecrate the ground with blessed salt or holy water, cover it up, bless it again, and then walk away from it and never come back.
And hope to God nobody finds it someday.
Well, that's why you do it out, you know, far from any home.
Sure.
You don't want it to be bothering somebody else.
But word to the wise, if you're out there and it's you're this wonderful plot of land and it's off in nature and you're digging and you're making a garden, and why is there a mirror right here?
Yeah, walk away, please.
Like, this seems odd. This is the most random thing I've found. Like okay, well, that's why you found that that there.
Yeah.
When it comes to a portal and getting it shut down, and I'm sorry if I'm picking your brain too much on these, but you have so much insight, and I think it's a very interesting topic to talk about and to share this with our audience, is if you were to close that portal, let's say you have something going on in your house, you know, almost like this case here, where there's these things that are around the house, these people, these spirits, and they came in. That was their door through that portal. If you close that portal and they're already in, is there a way for them to get back out? It's a question. If you're locking that door and sealing it, what do they do?
You can still help them pass over.
Okay.
Or conversely, you can cleanse the home spiritually.
Okay.
And there's a very simple way to do that. Would you like me to explain it?
Yeah, I'd love it.
Okay. You can either get some Palo Santo wood, which is a sacred wood, or you can get some blessed dragon's blood incense or just some white sage. Mm-hmm. And you start in one room. You completely, first you light a white candle. This represents God's presence in the home. Now, God may be Goddess, maybe Jesus, maybe Allah. It doesn't matter. It is however you conceive of God. Light the candle. You're inviting the deity into your home. You then use the burning, the smoke that you're using to go into one room, and you make sure that you get into every single nook and cranny, corner, closet, drawer, any place, and make sure it's all filled with smoke. While you're doing this, you are saying, by the power of God, by the power of whomever, I command you to be gone. You are not welcome here. You have no invitation to stay here. And you keep repeating that, by the power of God. It's not your power. You're not doing this. You don't have the ability to do this. But continue to say it over and over again. And then take some holy water or some blessed olive oil, and make sure it's extra virgin. And then make a sign over the doors and windows. If you're a Christian, you make the sign of the cross. And that will seal that room. Now, if you're using sage only works for 2.5 hours. This is why you must seal the room after you're done saging. You move on to the next room, the hallways, everywhere else in the house. Once you're all done, in that last room, make sure that you've left the window open. so that all of the spirits are chased out through that window. I know it seems kind of silly, but it's part of the ritual.
Sure. When they're chased out, so to speak.
Once they're chased out, you close that window, you seal that window with mm-hmm. the holy oil or holy water, and that's it. The house is cleansed.
Where my question on that, and I'm not trying to be silly here, but I'm just trying to ask a question in the line of how that works, is once they're out of your home, where do they go? Are they essentially free to then roam elsewhere? Are they crossing over to back to their plane that they are in? What's the viewpoint on that?
Well, all right. If we're dealing with demonic spirits, and if you're a Christian, mm-hmm. the actual wording should be, I command you to go to the foot of the cross.
Okay.
By the power of Jesus Christ, I command you to go to the foot of the cross. I was just giving a far more generic version.
Okay.
All right. But the idea is that it should not be able to hurt anyone. Now, if it's a human spirit, they still have free will.
Sure.
So once they leave, once they've accepted they are not welcome, that the power of God compels them, then they're out. But whether they choose to pass over or not is up to them. Transitory spirits do exist, and they're everywhere.
Okay. So, I mean, this, I suppose this could also be used for ill as well. If you have something in your home that is a human spirit that you want gone, and you have a neighbor down the road that's dogs come into your yard and relieve themselves all the time, you could essentially command them to go to Larry's down the road and say, I command you to go to their house and leave mine. Is that a possibility?
Well, you'll have better luck with the spirits than you will with Larry's dogs, probably.
Yeah. Haunt the dog. Haunt Larry's. I'm trying to put a little light on it, but I'm legitimately, you know, kind of curious if that's something when you're commanding it to leave with a human spirit with free will. You know, I suppose it does go back to free will. You can't just say go haunt the neighbor, but you can command it to get out of the house, and then from there it's really up to that free-willed spirit where it wants to go.
Right. But you also have to keep in mind, remember when we were dealing with the freed slave,
mm-hmm.
She was trying to use that Christian terminology on him.
Sure.
Now, Christianity had been used as a weapon against him.
Yeah.
So all it did for him was rile him up.
Yeah.
So we needed to think of it differently and figure out a way to get through to him. And that's why we didn't go with trying to do another cleansing.
Mm-hmm.
That had been done before I had even gotten involved. And it backfired horribly.
It's about understanding what you're dealing with and dealing with it on its terms.
Exactly. Exactly. And this is exactly why I cannot endorse amateurs running around houses when they don't have a clue what they're doing.
Sure.
You know, it takes time to learn this stuff. And I'm happy to help teach people, you know, just give me time to get that together.
Yeah.
You know, the TV shows are a horrible influence on people. The haunted asylums and so forth, which I pity the poor spirits that are in those places. You know, it's a horrible existence.
Mm-hmm.
But probably most of them are not even spirits. You know, when something horrifying happens, like being chained to a stone wall, which up until the 50s we were doing in psych wards,
mm-hmm.
now, or in the dungeons in Europe. Yeah. The reason you hear the shrieks and moans and cries isn't because there's still a ghost there. It's because that moment in time has been imprinted on that stone. Yeah. And if you're a sensitive, you'll hear it.
Yeah. I am not as sensitive by any means, but I always kind of have like a scale of 1 to 10 is what I say, you know, of, you know, on the empathic area, like 1, you kind of get that eerie feeling where maybe others don't. And 10 is you're full on communicating and can, you know, have a conversation back and forth. I put myself closer to the 1 area where I can get a feeling. And there was, I went to a dinner about 15 years back. In a place in Traverse City, Michigan, which used to be a state-run hospital, mental hospital, essentially. And it's now been converted into gift shops and, you know, this lovely little thing that you know, kudos to them for reusing the buildings, but they look gothic and like something out of a nightmare. And I went there right when they were first putting a restaurant into the bottom floor of it. Neat little restaurant, but you're sitting in what literally the booth was in what someone's room was, which was the size of a cell. And sitting, or not sitting, but attached to the limestone wall that's right there is a big metal plate with what would have been, you know, what some sort of chain was attached to. And it's right there by the wine list. And you're just like, oh my God, like somebody spent, you know, how many years of their life just living here in agony, and now I'm going to have some foie gras. It's like, this is bizarre and uncomfortable. And it was one of the most strange, uncomfortable settings I've ever been in my life. I had no paranormal experiences, but if I've ever just had a feeling of this is wrong, I can feel the presence of someone that had been here, the agony that they must have been in, it was at that moment.
That is truly, truly bizarre.
It is. I have no
Why
idea.
Why would they want to do that?
I don't know. I don't know if the restaurant is still there. I don't know if it's changed over, but it was just one of those little signs. And it makes me wonder, too, of when they put this thing in, if they even realized, you know, what that metal attachment to the wall even was, or if they just thought, oh, it's just part of the building. No,
they probably knew. This reminds me of a case of my grandparents back in the 70s. There had been this a very powerful ghost, and this was right here in Newtown, Connecticut, mm-hmm. Near where I live, and he didn't want anybody in his home, so he turned into a poltergeist, and he was throwing dishes around and cups around and stomping and slamming and doing anything he could to terrorize the homeowners at night, and they eventually were driven out. He wasn't leaving for anything. Mm-hmm. Again, free will.
Yeah.
And so it was bought as a sneaker store, a sports store. And they could not stay open at night. They would have to close at sundown because he was still pissed off and he was not having any of it. Yeah. Sometimes you cannot get rid of the spirit.
Yeah.
Today, the building's been knocked down, and it's a CVS. So if you drive on 25 in Newtown, Connecticut, and you see the CVS, that's where it was.
Does the CVS ever report anything going on?
I don't know. I've never looked into it.
That's an interesting question. I always wondered that about buildings where there was a very, you know, very heavy activity, and then something else pops up there if there's still...
Well, I can tell you another story about my grandmother.
Sure.
Because ghosts don't live in our buildings. They live where they lived.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or they exist where they lived in their minds. We were in a pub in England, and my grandmother looks out the window, and she sees a bunch of Roman soldiers walking by, but she can only see them from the shoulders up. And she thought, what's going on? Why do I only see their heads? And she mentioned it out loud, and the pub owner heard her and said, well, that's because the Roman road is out there. It's about 5 feet down.
That makes sense.
Yeah, they're still walking on the Roman road.
We get stories quite frequently on our other show where listeners contribute their stories of homes that have been renovated, where there may have been a balcony, or there may have been a wall, or there may have been some sort of other structure. And then they'll see this individual or this ghost like walking on a level that is not there anymore. And why?
Exactly.
It's like, why are they floating up there? And then they look back at floor plans and, oh, there used to be another floor there, or a hallway or balcony or some sort. And then that explains it, where they're on their terms of in that sense as well, in the physical terms of where their setting was and what the atmosphere was like.
They're not exactly in our time and space.
Yeah.
You know, it is my firm belief, and it's only a belief, but when we have a unified theory of quantum physics and Newtonian physics, when we can bridge that gap, which we have not yet figured out, I think then it's going to unlock a lot of doors for understanding the paranormal. Because at the quantum level, we know that thoughts have weight, thoughts can change things, that observing can change the outcome of an experiment, that there are other dimensions. So I truly believe that, and we know a lot more about the nature of time than we used to know. So as we learn more, I think it's going to help us to really understand the paranormal. I don't think it is paranormal. I think it's normal. We just don't understand it yet.
That wraps up part two of our interview with Christopher Edward McKinnell. Another fascinating one. A big thank you to him for joining us on the program once again. Until next time for The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
Every dating app swap is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Every dating app swap is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spin on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.